This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. And we're broadcasting 2 hours of class from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We're live 9 a.m. Central through 11 a.m. Central. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen while you're traveling or at home, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey. Class, John and I were on the phone just as the broadcast was starting, and it was, we better go on the air. We had 10 seconds, and so John connected and I connected, and here we are, here we are. And, hey, John, I was able to sell some cows, and I want to share the prices just very quickly. We were told that our cows brought the highest amount of the sale that day. They were between, they were 400 and 500 pound cows. Well, the highest, the highest weight was 619 pounds. So these were at the best weight to sell cows. And they were weaned, so they bring more money if they're weaned. And we were told that ours brought the highest prices for that day. $1.30 per pound on the low, $1.90 per pound on the high. This is at auction. So if you're looking at cattle prices and if you're looking at what meat costs in the store, I'm telling you exactly what we got. $1.30 on the low. You know, we had we brought a trailer load of cows. We get paid once a year. If we're lucky, we didn't get paid last year, but we sold some cows this year. Not many, just some. And so between $1.30 and $1.90. And those were the highest prices that were brought by cows. And then we have all these deductions from that. And we have we have to pay a dollar per head to the Cattlemen's Association. We have to pay for feed at the sale barn. We have to pay for insurance for our cows there. Then we have to, and these are, you don't have choices. You have to pay these things. Then you have to pay for a veterinarian to be there, whether you need it or not. Then you pay for a pen that they put your cows in. Then you pay the commission. By the time you're done, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 fees tacked on to selling your cows. It's kind of like that dental filling. And you don't just get one, pay for one filling. It's, you know, well, it's three sides, right? So it's three different angles on that tooth. So now there's, you know, three fees for that same filling. And that's kind of what's happening everywhere we go, John. As I look at what we pay, and like you look at a telephone bill, you have all these added on taxes, as many as 11 or 12 or 13 extra taxes that are added onto a telephone bill. And it's like, how is there any other way that we can take advantage of our customers? That's what's going on. So where'd you like to start today, John?
Yeah, it's kind of like going to the bank and asking, do you charge for asking questions? Yes, and that'll be $5.
Well, when I get those, okay, so What we try to do is provide solutions here at USA Prepares. When I get those statements, those the statement of fees once a year from the bank, that's a full page of microscopic type of all these fees that they can charge for telephone transfers from one account to another, or over limit, or whatever it is, return check fees. I call them up and I say, I got this, but this doesn't apply to me, does it? Because, you know, I'm allergic to these kinds of things. And just thinking about it makes me want to cancel my account, close my account. They go, no, that doesn't apply to you. So you can do that as long as you know the people who are at your bank. So if you just get in a different line, a different teller each time, and they really don't know who you are, you really have no clout. So the idea is make sure that each person that you deal with really knows who you are, and make sure they know who you are. Okay, by saying, yeah, hey, I'm so glad to be in your line. Remember me? And that's what I did. I trained our the employees at the bank where we have an account. I trained them to the sound of my voice. I'd say, hi, this is Vin Fanelli. Do you recognize my voice? Now, I did that 10 years ago. And I would call them, and I would keep saying that until they said, yeah, I recognize your voice. Great, good. So then I was able to do things that via the telephone that are more difficult to do for most people, just because I trained them to the sound of my voice. And another thing, well, since we're on this line of thinking, I had a miserable training exercise with Verizon over the weekend. I helped someone who had all kinds of difficulties with a new iPhone. And so I got on the internet to try. They couldn't make calls out. This is a person who is, we'll say, homebound. A homebound person could not get out and needed my help, so I called Verizon. Well, I'll tell you what. On the weekend, you cannot get through to Verizon after 9 p.m. The website says they're open till 11. They're not. They close at 9. Then, if you try to find a telephone number to contact Verizon when they're closed, it's very difficult on the internet. It's really hidden. And then when you do get through the morass of voice prompt on these automated systems, they finally get you nowhere. Literally get you nowhere. So I worked on it the next day, and I called the Verizon store where this person bought this new phone. And I asked for the manager, and this gal said she was the manager. And I said, well, here's the problem. They said, well, we need the password. And I said, I don't have the password, but here's the problem. Just call this person. You guys can work this out, I'm sure. The person said from Verizon, I'm not going to call him. I said, wait a minute. You're not going to help me? She said, no, I'm not going to help you. She said, this is a Verizon store. And I was talking to the manager. Jasmine is her name. She said she would not help me because I didn't have the password. I said, I don't have the password. It's your customer who has the password. Just give this person a call. She said, no, I won't do it. Finally, I said that she was the most miserable person I've ever talked with on the phone. And she hung up on me. Verizon. So what do you do? Now, if you call and talk to the manager, that was the manager. So how far is that going to go? Not very far. Or you can call and wait online with all these prompts and get to corporate headquarters and complain, and that won't do anything, right? Well, what do you do? Well, the answer is very simple, and the reason I'm telling you this is it applies to all these transactions where you feel trapped. And I figured this out yesterday. I figured it out while I was on my tractor. You dispute the charge. So when your credit card bill comes in, you call your credit card company and you say, I've got this bill from Verizon. I'm not happy with them. I call them. I get stuck in these voice prompts. I can't talk to anybody. I'm disputing the bill because of this. And you have a reason. And make sure it's a good reason, a legitimate reason. So you dispute the bill, and then Verizon has to pay a $35 fee because you disputed this charge. And they will eat that fee unless they can find a reason why you should pay the amount on your bill. And then when the credit card company comes back to you and says, yeah, Verizon said, no, this is the case. You say, no, that's not the case. And here's why it's not the case. Now you get that credit back on your bill. And if you keep doing this, and it's who gives up first loses. So if they give up first, they lose. And always, I've never seen a dispute on a credit card where the customer doesn't get the credit immediately. Now, the customer may have to fight to keep the credit, but they get the credit immediately. And it's whoever gives up first loses. So if you have a problem with Lowe's, if you have a problem with Home Depot, if you have a problem with Best Buy or any of these stores that are miserable to deal with, Verizon, you can dispute if you have a legitimate reason. If your calls don't get completed, if the calls get dropped, and you call them and say the calls get dropped, and they go, geez, I don't know. So dispute it. Dispute that charge, and let's start making these companies pay. Let's make them pay for their incompetence. Let's make them pay for poor service. And you do that by just calling your credit card company. Once you receive the statement, you say, item number 7, Verizon, this bill right here, I tried to work it out. I can't talk to anybody, or they won't help me. I'm not paying it. And they'll say, okay, we'll take that off. We'll take that off your bill for now, and we'll see what Verizon has to say, or Home Depot, or Lowe's, or whomever it may be. But you have to try to work it out with the store or the company first. But if they don't give you satisfaction, then you dispute it. And then you're in control. And that's the plan. So imagine if everyone listening today disputes a charge on his or her credit card account. Imagine that. 10,000 of them. 20,000 people. Just all of a sudden. Because they figured out that, yes, you can take control. So that's the answer, John. That is the answer going forward.
Well, I don't know if we have enough time. Just a quick update on the drought situation. California actually got a bit better. They dropped about 10 percentage points out of the worst drought category. The top two categories dropped about 6%, but everything is in the drought two, which is severe drought or higher, stayed the same. So that the map looks better, but it's still a bad situation. We'll see more about Texas next week. It's the cutoff on these reports is Tuesday, and the Panhandle and West Texas didn't get a lot of the rain that the rest of Texas got. And India has drought affecting 330 million people. Now, just to put some perspective on that, we only have 323 million people in America. So the number of people affected by drought in India is more than our entire population. Just a serious situation.
John, we talk about the drought. We're talking about grass not growing, food not growing, hygiene problems that leads to disease. People who don't get enough nutrition become ill. It's a spiral down. It's a dangerous spiral down. But I think that's what the other team wants. I think they want us to die. You know, as soon as we're done fixing their roads and bridges and building their cars and all the toys that they want and their boats. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We have clicked on the news tab, and if you would like to follow along in class today, you may do the same. Captain John Reagan?
You know, in the Financial State of the Union, I didn't write about the pension plans other than the Social Security and Medicare plans that the federal government has. And we are now seeing these pension plans pop all over the place. And the first two in the financial section today are about pensions. The Chicago pension, they're paying retired teachers $100,000 a year. You know, when I was making the most as an IT director, I wasn't even close to that. And these pensions are costing taxpayers $1 billion in the People's Republic of Illinois. And it's especially bad in the Chicago area. And it really affects the whole state because those that retired quite often moved out of the city and to a more rural location. But that's not the big one. The big one hit Teamsters in a number of states, including Texas, Michigan, Wisconsin, Missouri, New York, Minnesota, as one of the largest pension funds, Central States fund, has over a quarter million people, and they're cutting benefits. This one couple who used to receive nearly 7,000 are going to see their monthly pension income cut to about 3,000. And, you know, I'm sure they love the unions and the lies they were fed, and now the time's coming to pay the piper. The next step is the fund that is supposed to be backing these multi-employer pension plans. But like the FDIC, that fund is pretty much bankrupt too, which means that either taxpayers are going to get hit with a lot more taxes to pay these pension benefits, or like we're seeing so far, the people getting the pensions are going to see their pensions cut, in some cases quite severely. Have you seen any others?
Well, I was just thinking about what you're saying. Now, the difference with the teachers, aren't their pension plan, well, they do contribute to part of their pension, right? The teachers do. And I guess the government contributes to part. So if a person contributes to his or her own pension plan and it's not part of the government and it's stolen from them, that's a huge problem as I see it. It's theft, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Well, there's a number of moving parts in this. And the financial environment lately has contributed to a lot of this, because these pension funds are expected to make 7 or 8% a year. And while stocks have been going up because of the tricks that the Fed's been doing, look at the bond side of things, where you've now got trillions of dollars of bonds worldwide that have negative interest rates. So if you're trying to make 8% and a good part of your portfolio is now making negative, that means you got to make more somewhere else. So they're investing in junk bonds and derivatives, and those things aren't doing well either. A lot of the bonds were typically like in the energy area, which now that's gone belly up, and we're seeing those things pop. So it's getting tough for some of these pension funds just to not lose principal, much less make money.
I know a pension fund manager. I've been in the car with him many times. This is many years ago. That guy's an absolute nervous wreck. And I guess maybe it's because he should be. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Plus, I just heard from our engineer, Justin, that we have a special appearance from one of our instructors. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Vincent. How are you doing, guys?
Good morning, Miles.
I'm sorry to rain on your parade this morning, but I have to do something. There's two things that I want to bring into the show. First things first, dear John, we've never met, and I always like listening to your reports. And happy birthday for your birthday on Saturday. And I allowed myself to send you $20 in for your coffee fund that your wife and you can have actually two coffees each then. And I encourage everybody who likes listening to John's reports and what he's bringing to the table to take a deep breath, go inside yourself, and just say, okay, I'm going to send John a cup of coffee and his wife a cup of coffee. And I like doing that. I have to admit, I did that last week as well. So I hope there's others that will follow. And I thank you very much for your work that you're doing, that you've done in the past. It's very much appreciated. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
No, I thank you. The second thing is I want to give you a progress report on what is happening after what was happening after the show we did on Friday, building the digital village, the virtual village. Since yesterday, there is a template that we're now starting to fill by the end of the week with topics and issues. It looks really, really good. So thank you very much here to Ed Marvini out. Ed, you did a great, great job. And everything is appreciated. Joey, thank you for all your input there. And it's happening, Vincent. So things are starting to manifest here. And we probably will be able to have a public appearance on the virtual village side starting somewhere next week. How do you like them apples?
I love it. So what we're talking about, class, is if you go to usapreparis.com and you click on the contact tab, Ed from UserSite has built this template, and you can let us know what state or what country you're in. And here's some of the categories: energy, food, security, shelter, and water. Those are the initial categories that we have so that we can help educate more people in those categories, and you can share information. So who's been involved in this? Joey from Michigan has been involved. Ed has been involved, Ed in Florida, UserSite, our IT manager and creator, and Miles in Europe. So that's what's happening, and when you go to USA Preparers, you'll see a pop-up, and it'll ask you for your contact information if you want some alerts, and then if you want to get further involved with us, you may. And so, Miles, tell us a little bit about how you see this working.
Well, what I can tell you for now is that we are creating a platform where we can exchange ourselves with ideas, with information, with tutorials, and with knowledge, or even with helping each other. We're creating meetups like you have them in Missouri. So that is our first goal to achieve here, and we probably have to make a phone conference for that during that week. That we see what kind of topics we should add to that. Other than that, we already fixed like the first two projects that we want to work on because they are pertinent, they're pressing, and this is the number one: how to build a battery, maybe an Iron Edison battery, and a project how to build a motor generator to create a generating device where you have your household where you can generate power when the power goes out.
Okay, and so we're looking at making this happen this week, at the end of the week, or next week. Is that what you're saying, Miles?
Yes, that's okay. That's probably what this is. I'm sorry, I'm standing outside. It's windy. I'm letting you go. Vincent, may I ask you to put up a coffee cup link for John again? Because if somebody might want to add into that, I think it's going to be much appreciated. And with that, I'll let you go.
Great. I'll certainly do that. Miles, thank you so much. Well, you just heard Miles in Europe. You've heard him. He's a senior USA Preparers instructor. And let me share this, John. I don't think we've ever mentioned this, but I get a number of calls about the broadcast and who's on and what they're saying and the importance level that's given to those instructors. And John Reagan is at the top of the list. And people love your research, John Reagan. So if what we've done is we've put up a link to John's Coffee Club, and basically if you like what he has to say, he's got a rough patch right now, and if you could just buy him a cup of coffee — it's really not a cup of coffee, it goes to defraying some of the expenses that while he's in this rough patch, it would help him. So If you want to do that, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'll place it number one on usapreparedness.com, and I've contributed, a number of our other instructors have as well, because, frankly, let's talk about this. John, how many hours a week do you spend preparing for these broadcasts?
Probably more than 50, possibly more than 60.
Okay, and that's a full-time job. Okay, so because he does that, he doesn't have a full-time job other than that. So if you would like to help him maintain his Monday classes and other days of the week, as well as filling in for me when I'm not available, if you want that to continue, it would certainly be nice to show John your appreciation. I have, Miles has, and so have other instructors. And John, we really appreciate what you do here. You've been ringing the alarm, and your information is right up there with you've got the human web bot. I mean, that's really what you do. And your information syncs pretty well and compares very well with the web bot reports. So, class, that's the expertise of a master's in business administration plus experience in the military plus other experiences that John brings to the table. Okay, John, what's next?
Just to give you an idea, this past week, Saturday afternoon, I hadn't had a chance to file my articles during the week because it was kind of a crazy week. I had 650 articles by Saturday afternoon, and I don't know what I ended up with for the week, but it's more than 700 articles that I'd clipped. Mm-hmm. By the time I filed those, I ended up with nearly 80 in my show folder. And I think that pretty much cut that into half for what you see in the post today.
Difficult. It's difficult to select them because there's so many things that we need to share.
I mean, like I didn't even put the Hanford leak on the links today. It's because there's just so many other things. Let's go down next on the financial list. You know, we've talked about all this heavy equipment, you know, tractors and stuff, backhoes that you could get for pennies on the dollar at auctions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, it's worse than that now. There's a shipping company, Golden Port, and I'll just read this one sentence. One of the last shipping companies left on the London Stock Exchange has delisted from the market and sold off 6 of its remaining 8 vessels for $1. I don't know how
you're
many millions
ships.
Of dollars the ships.
You're talking about ships.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are the ships that cost about $4,000 a day just in fuel to run these things. I don't know how many millions of dollars they cost. That's not in the article. But to, I mean, that's not pennies on the dollar. That's basically just giving them away.
It is giving them away. John, here's what I've noticed. I've noticed that larger equipment is selling for less as a percentage than smaller equipment. So, for example, if you wanted a large tractor, something that most people would not need because it's just way too big, that would sell for a much better price, much, much lower compared to what it should sell for than a smaller tractor. And the reason, I believe, is that because people would rather have a 40-horsepower tractor than, let's say, a 120-horsepower tractor. Most people can't use a 120-horsepower tractor. So you may get a better deal on a 120-horsepower tractor than you would on a 40-horsepower tractor. That's what I'm saying. But the repair parts, wow. When you go to repair anything, and Joey and I were talking about that before the broadcast started today, the cost of repairs is so high. The cost of parts is so high. And you're looking at about $100 an hour. Even someone who works on a motorcycle or someone who works on a little four-wheeler that you might ride around as a toy, $100 an hour to repair them. Please continue.
And things in the oil patch aren't doing too well either. I have a couple of articles there. One from Schlumberger, the CEO, sees full-scale cash crisis in the oil sector. Halliburton, we are experiencing, what we were experiencing today is unsustainable. Both of these companies have reduced about a third of their workforce since 2014, which seems like I've said that that was about the point where I figured that the economy went unhooked and is probably the start of what you see in that chart from Weimar Germany, where it came unhooked and then started its progression up until it hit that hockey stick part where it went up to its height and then the ultimate crash from there.
I'm looking at a gas price map, John. California, highest price in the country, averaging about $2.61 per gallon. I'm looking at about 40% of the country is between $2.03 and $2.15 per gallon. This would be unleaded regular. And then Texas and Missouri and Arkansas looks like it's around $1.80 to $1.90. The lowest price in Missouri right now is $1.84.9. And John, I've seen just steadily, slowly increasing here in Missouri, because less than a year ago it was about $1.29 at the low. $1.29, and now we're in the 180s. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, Go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, since we're talking about birthdays and John Reagan's birthday, John, great news here. I just posted on the website a countdown. Time left until Obama leaves office, 269 days, 14 hours, 7 minutes, 8 seconds. What a great day that will be. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. And, John, I was going to wish you a happy birthday, too, belated. Did you get the card we sent?
Not yet.
Okay. I would just had a couple things to say, Vince. We also dug down, just like Miles said, we sent you $20, and I've got a card. It should have already been there, I would have thought, but snail mail is different. I don't do the PayPal thing. But people need to realize that when you see somebody in a down situation, if you can't help them when they're lower than you are and they're in a more of a struggle than you are, we need to learn how to give till it hurts. And that's the way I feel about it anyway. And so my wife and I took it out of our meager budget to him. We just decided we're just going to suck it up and $20 is not going to ruin our life. And I just urge people to help John out because I am also one of those guys that extremely appreciate you being on the air and all that you do with Vince and for Vince. And anyway, that's pretty much all I was going to say. Just one other thing that I was going to bring up that's totally unrelated. I was listening to an economist guy talking yesterday, or Saturday actually it was, and he was saying that the Chinese have backed the yuan with 1 gram of gold, and that was the last nail in the coffin. In a medium term, like within the next year or two at the most, he said, for the Federal Reserve note be staying the world reserve currency. And I was just wondering if you had any of that in your report today.
It's not in my report today. That's an ongoing situation, as is another report I saw where I think it was Goldman that says that the Japanese yen is going to be worthless in a year. So there's a lot happening in that area. We know that the dollar is on the way out. What China's doing is part of that. What Saudi is doing is part of that. As soon as they decide to start accepting anything besides the dollar, that's it for the petrodollar. And it's going to be interesting because we looked at the special drawing rights, the SDRs, and interesting thing is you can pay for things at the post office with SDRs. It's been that way for I don't know how many years now. It's basically a basket of currency. So if you don't like one turd, you could get a basket of turds, and they're better for some reason. And the inclusion of the yuan is what's going to make that interesting, especially with China and all the gold that hasn't been reported. It's only been their official government holdings that's been reported. And they've been hoarding. India's been getting as much gold and silver as they can get their hands on. And, it is in the West, like Canada, got rid of their gold. And we have no idea how much, if any, gold that we really have here in the United States, because we can't even get an audit.
Yep, and I would highly suggest that people haven't bought silver, that they do it quickly, because there were some huge factors that are fixing to affect silver. Anyway, I'll hang up and let you guys get on with your program. But
Kyle, I'm going to ask John a question that I think will relate to your line of thinking when we come back. That was Kyle. Do you want to stay for through the break?
No, that's okay, Vince. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Listen in. I'm going to ask John a question that relates to you. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.